Mother of convicted Loudoun County school sex offender blames the victim. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 2, 2021. The mother of the skirt-wearing teen who was found guilty of forcible sodomy in a girl's bathroom sexual assault in Loudoun County, Virginia, blamed her son's victim for the crime. According to the criminal's mother, he is just a 15-year-old boy that wanted to have sex in the bathroom. And the victim didn't do enough to fight back. She said, "You're 15. You can reasonably defend yourself. You're not just going to sit there and take it. If I was in a position where I was about to be raped, I would be screaming, kicking, everything," the mother told Daily Mail. "You're 15. You can reasonably defend yourself. You're not just going to sit there and take it." And so, because there wasn't the presence of a fight, he felt it was okay to keep going, the mother added, in an apparent defense of her son's behavior. She also mentioned that the victim didn't immediately report the assault. The mother went on to say that her son depicted the rape as an accident, telling her that he didn't mean to insert his genitalia inside the girl's anus, and that he was surprised when it caused her pain. He said he was intending for vaginal and it ended up for 10 seconds as anal, the mother said. He knew she was in pain, she added. He said, "Are you okay?" She said that hurt. And he's like, "What kind of pain?" He was showing genuine concern. The mother insisted that her son is simply a 15-year-old boy that wanted to have sex in the bathroom, and complained that he is now going to end up on the sexual registry and be committed to Megan's Law for the rest of his life, because he had 15-year-old hormones. Last week, a Virginia judge found the teen guilty of forcible sodomy in a girl's bathroom attack at Loudoun County's Stonebridge High School in May. Court documents also confirmed that the boy was wearing a skirt when the assault took place. The mother, however, insists that her son is not transgender, adding that he wasn't wearing a skirt in order to slip into the girl's bathroom, but rather, because he is still trying to find himself. "He is not transgender," the mother told Daily Mail. "He would wear a skirt one day and then the next day, he would wear jeans and a t-shirt, a polo or hoodie. He was trying to find himself and that involved all kinds of styles," she added. "I believe he was doing it because it gave him attention he desperately needed and sought." The school's principal, however, apparently had no idea that the teen suspect identified as male. After the victim went to the principal's office to report the rape, the principal asked the boy's mother about her son's gender identity, she told Daily Mail. "He identifies as male," the mother recalled of what she told the principal, to which the principal reacted by saying, "Oh, we never knew that." Moreover, the mother claims that the news of the sexual assault at the Loudoun County School is political, stating, "They're twisting this just enough to make it a political hot-button issue." Around the time of the sexual assault, the Loudoun County School Board was concerning itself with a policy that would give students who believe they are the opposite sex access to school facilities, groups, and sports teams of their biological counterparts. "Both you and I know this, transgender policy has been a hot topic for close to 10 years now," the mother told Daily Mail. "Parents were looking for that one case and that one piece of evidence that shows that boys are going to take advantage of this to rape their daughters." The mother also blamed the victim's father, Scott Smith, for being all riled up over his daughter's sexual assault, which caused news of the incident to spread like wildfire. Between Scott being all riled up from his position, and his associates leaking sealed information, it was inevitable for this to spread like wildfire, she said. After being found guilty for the May sexual assault at Stonebridge, the boy was reportedly sent back to juvenile detention, pending a November 15 hearing to determine the outcome of a second set of charges against him involving sexual battery at Broad Run High School, which the Loudoun County District transferred him to, following the assault at Stonebridge. The son also reportedly identifies as pansexual, a term referring to when someone is romantically attracted to anyone, regardless of whether they are a man, a woman, a man who identifies as a woman, or a woman who identifies as a man. In the wake of celebrities, the entertainment industry, media outlets, and left-wing activists hyping up the concept of pansexuality and gender fluidity, more young people are identifying as non-binary than ever. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,